I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. The Republican-controlled State Assembly passed a COVID-19 relief package Thursday along party lines. It now goes to the State Senate, which also has a GOP majority. The bill would eliminate the one-week waiting period in order to collect unemployment benefits. It also would limit health officials to closing businesses for no more than 2 weeks at a time if there's an uptick in coronavirus cases. In addition, the bill would allow nursing home residents to have one essential visitor who could act as power of attorney or keep tabs on conditions at the facility. Republican Representative Shay Sortwell of Two Rivers supported the measure. He says right now nursing home residents can't have any visitors, and the policy has been devastating for elderly citizens.
The loneliness, the isolation, telling them they cannot see their families. It is heartless, it is despicable, and it's time that this body stood up and said, you have a right to see your family members.
But Democrats had different priorities for a COVID relief bill. They introduced an amendment that would have expanded Badger Care and provided paid sick leave for healthcare workers on the front lines. Republicans didn't back it. Democratic Representative Sarah Rodriguez of Brookfield lamented the fact that the amendment failed.
We offered common sense solutions, but they were rejected. So now we are left with a final proposal that leaves our state's biggest COVID-19 needs unmet, and instead with policies that won't help us recover.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto the bill if it passes in the Senate, but its future in the GOP-controlled chamber is uncertain. Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Thursday that the Senate doesn't support the measure in its current form. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.